Sports Time is sponsored by Southwest Title, where closing deals is their game and they never drop the ball. Also by Badgerland Flooring, where they don't just cover floors, they cover all the bases. Also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A good recap of local and area sports last night, including a Simon Shark swim meet and details on a Brewer come from behind win, another one of them last night. Some words from Giannis as the trade became official in the NBA. They let it go yesterday as the new year began for the NBA on July 6th. Those stories and more coming up.
Located at 1475 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin has long been a trusted name in quality flooring and kitchens as well. The west end of their showroom is fully dedicated to kitchens, featuring cabinet displays, vanities, countertops, and more. Customers can explore bathroom remodels, flooring options, and walk-in showers, all designed to create functional, beautiful spaces. Whether planning a new kitchen or updating an old one, Badgerland Flooring is committed to helping families bring their dream kitchens to life.
I am Phil Nee with sports. The Simon Shark swim team was back in action Monday night at Simon's Recreation Complex, where they hosted Lancaster, Platteville, and Reedsburg swim teams. Lancaster, Platteville finished first with 508 points. The Sharks were second with 446, and Reedsburg was third with 229 points. The Sharks have been having a good season, and there is strength in numbers, according to their coach, Chad Hine.
It bodes well for the Simons. It bodes well for the program, and it's just it helps us, to compete at a higher level. Numbers is important with this sport.
Rookies Violet Ewing, Orson Hansen, and Skylar Carley, along with Everett Lewis, swam in their first swim meet. Earning first place finishes in the medley relay were the 8 and under boys team, comprised of Carson Earhart, Orson Hansen, Skylar Carley, and Ezekiel Leonard. The 9 and 10 girls relay made up of Sally Kelman, along with Emma Salas and Harper Adler and Elsa Norte. The 11 and 12-year-old girls team consisting of Lauren Chambers, Kaylin Burns, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington. And the 15 through 18-year-old boys relay made up of Braden Burns, Lucian Hamlin, and Morey Wright. Emmerich Kelman and Lucian Hamlin each swam to a first-place finish in the freestyle. Catalina Morales, Ezekiel Leonard, Cassidy Earhart, Grace Fretz, and Lucian Hamlin placed first in the backstroke. First place finishers in the butterfly included Catalina Morales, Emmerich Kelman, and Braden Burns. Morey Wright won the distance freestyle. Also, the breaststroke winners included Lauren Chambers and Braden Burns. Lauren Chambers also won the 100 individual medley, as did Lucian Hamlin. The 11 and 12-year-old girls free relay consisting of Lauren Chambers, Kaylin Burns, Claire Hying, and Morgan Worthington swam to first place, along with the 15 through 18-year-old boys team composed of Braden Burns, Lucian Hamlin, and Morey Wright. An additional highlight from the meet was when sisters Grace Pearl and Mercy Fretz were able to make up their own relay team. Last night, while at the Simon Shark swim meet, we had a chance to chat with several of the swimmers, including the youngest at 5 years old, Danny Worthington.
Are you excited about tonight's meet?
Yes.
What do you think is your best event?
Freestyle.
And one of the veteran swimmers, Leah Chambers.
It's been a very exciting season with all of our new swimmers, especially our 8 and unders. There's been a whole new growth of them, and it's so exciting to see this next generation come up and start swimming with us.
I asked Coach Chad Hying what is most rewarding about coaching the Sharks.
To see the growth in these kids, it's just, to watch them go, I can't do that, and then realize that they can. I think that's one of the greatest joys of being a coach, is just watching a transformation on how they become more confident in their abilities.
The Sharks will be back in action Thursday night in Boscobel for a makeup meet and Saturday in Lancaster for the 7-team individual. Also, a reminder to help families start the summer with ease, Amplify Health by Gunderson is offering sports physicals on Wednesday from 9 until 3:30 at Ithaca School District. This WIAA sports physical can be billed through insurance or offer a $25 cash pay option. In-clinic sport physicals are also offered and can be scheduled by calling 608-375-4144. Church League softball resumes action tonight. The 7th of July schedule on the East Diamond at 7. Richland Baptist Temple 3 will play Free Methodist. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. At 8:10, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Church of the Nazarene. Baptist Temple 3 will umpire. And at 9:20, the Mission plays Richland Baptist Temple 2, and the Nazarenes will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, Knights of Columbus will face Five Points Lutheran. St. Mary's will umpire. St. Mary's will play at 8:10. Versus Grace Community. Knights of Columbus will umpire. Boscobel Assembly of God will have the league bye. Bryce Terang punched a two-run single into left center field, capping a come-from-behind rally in the Brewers' 4-3 win at St. Louis last night. Milwaukee scored four runs in that seventh inning, the first two on David Hamilton's double. Shane Drohan got the win, and Trevor Miguel with his 14th save. The Cardinals and Brewers play a split doubleheader this afternoon and tonight. One of those a makeup game from a rained-out contest in May. So that makes it a five-game series when it's all done later this week. Doubleheader begins on local news and timeless hits, WRCE, this afternoon. Pregame time around 12:45 for Game 1. Jacob Mizorowski will start. Robert Gasser is scheduled to start tonight's contest in St. Louis. As far as last night's win, manager Pat Murphy talked about the bottom of the order carrying them.
David Hamilton, two big hits for us. Sal got a big hit. Pratt hit two balls hard and got a swinging bunt and flared one in too. So he was on base a couple times. And, you know, those guys at the bottom, G. Mitch on base three times, six and down, gave us the lift we needed.
Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets over Atlanta 7-6, Arizona 8-0 winners against San Diego, and the Dodgers topped Colorado 8-7. One game in the American League, the Yankees 5-1 over Tampa Bay. Interleague play, Kansas City 15 and Philadelphia 1, Washington 12-11 over Houston, San Francisco 10, and Toronto 1. The trade of Milwaukee superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo became official with the first day of the NBA year yesterday. Giannis played 13 years with the Bucks. A video released on his social media accounts showed the future Hall of Fame member saying, "No matter where I am, Milwaukee will always be my city, my team, my family." The team also released a statement thanking him for his commitment to the community and for leading the Bucks to the 2021 NBA title. Giannis sat down recently with longtime Bucks broadcaster Jim Paschke.
I hope there's a lot of kids that look, up to me and look up to their favorite NBA players. And when you're 18, you think you know the world, but you really don't know. And at 31, you think you know more, but you still. It's every day you can learn something new. Every single day.
I'll back that up.
Yeah.
I'm 75 and I'm still learning every day.
But at the end of the day, I'll say this. You grow, you mature, and the circumstances around you change, and you have to either adapt or either it's things that take place you don't like, and that's not the values, and that's not how you try to carry yourself. You build a guard. But at the end of the day, when you squeeze lemon, you get lemon juice.
Giannis Antetokounmpo speaking recently as he was saying goodbye to Milwaukee. The experts say the Packers have one of the best rosters in the NFL. ESPN ranks it 10th among 30 teams. The NFL analysts say the safety position is the team's strength, but the interior defensive line is its weakness. That's the biggest area of concern going into training camp later this month. In the NFC North, the Lions were rated 6th. The Bears, 17th, and the Vikings, 22nd. And finally, the United States hopes for a deep World Cup run at home ended last night as the Americans fell a little bit in defense as they lost to Belgium. Final score of 4-1, and Belgium earning a quarterfinal berth while the U.S. was boosted by the presence of their stars. It was certainly the defense that struggled last night in the big game. 4-1 the final, with Belgium getting the victory. And that is an update on sports today on a Tuesday, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing & Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.